Shad and Carly.
Spill the beans, Britt. Let's do it.
Oh, my God. What beans do you want spilled? I've got 20 different types.
Well, first of all, I just want to know if you're okay, because last night was pretty brutal.
Actually, that's a really great word. It was pretty brutal. Yeah, look, we've had so many months now to come to terms with it and accept what it was. So you do get yourself to this really good place, and then unfortunately you relive it. So last night was really tough to watch. But I watched it with Sophie. We had a little wine, sneaky wine on the lounge. I had a sneaky little cry and just did it together. So that was really great.
Oh my God. So you watched it with Sophie last night?
Oh, hands down. The two of us are like borderline obsessed with each other. So we're always going to watch it together.
Well, at least you got a great relationship out of it either way.
Oh, yeah, I can't fault the girl. She's such an incredible human, and I don't understand how Nick didn't pick her, but, it is what it is.
Now, you spoke about how, you know, you've had some time to come to terms with this. It was filmed back in June. You guys are placed on pretty strict guidelines about whether you can't share anything with anyone. You had to live in that heartbreak. Were you allowed to like tell anyone around you? Like, that would be so hard.
It was definitely the hardest thing, especially because for me, the media were reporting that I had won this from the beginning. So I had to deal with everyone in my life thinking that I had won. The only person that knew was my sister, because she knows me better than anyone. And I just walked in the door and she knew it wasn't me. And after talking for 2 minutes, she knew it wasn't Sophie as well.
So what did your dad say about all of this? I could imagine he'd be pretty pissed.
Angry?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I've gone through all the motions, and anger definitely at the start. When I first walked away and got in the car, I think everyone could see I was just confused, angry. I just thought, what a waste of time. What have I just done for like 3 months? But now it's not anger. That's gone, and it's just – it's a bit of acceptance that I can't change the fact that it happened, so anger is not going to do me any good. But I still have a bit of a heavy heart, and reliving it, you know, sort of keeps that there for a little while longer.
Have you had any contact with the honey badge?
Yeah, look, he reached out to us quite early on in the beginning, just to check on a few of the girls, just to check that they were doing okay. Unfortunately for me, it was indirectly through my brother, which he really hit it off with, and I feel like maybe...
Well, your brother's still mates with him.
Well, they were. They're at home.
Traitor!
They went on like a house on fire. So that was his way of, I don't think he could face me at that time. And he just messaged my brother and said, hey, Dane, just look after Britt. Unfortunately, the ending wasn't what we thought.
So do you think that the badge went in there without any intention of choosing someone in the end?
You'd have to ask Nick.
What do you reckon?
For my own sanity, I would like to think that he went in with the best intentions, and maybe it just wasn't his journey and it wasn't the environment for him. It definitely wasn't the environment for him, I can say that. But I would like to think, for all the girls' sake, that he went in with good intentions, and I think that's how I have to think about it.
Now, looking to the future, Britt, have you, and I know it's been a while since the show wrapped up, have you met anyone since, or maybe will you see you have another shot at love on maybe like a Bachelor in Paradise or something?
I definitely haven't seen anybody since then. You're not in the position to anyway, because you have, I don't know, Australia's biggest secret for that few months. And I just wasn't in a position to. I just had my heart broken, you know, in front of a million people. As for Bachelor in Paradise, I don't know if that's for me. It's a bit too soon as well. I'd have to, I don't know if you'll see me there.
And what do you think about the fact that Nick is now out of the country? We spoke to Osha earlier on in the week, and he said, oh, he's doing charity work. It's been locked in for some time. But given what's gone down, I do take that with a grain of salt. Do you think he's kind of just fleed the country to avoid the backlash?
Again, I would just hope for everyone's sake that this was booked in a long time ago. And I do believe that. Nick does, all things considered, he does have a good heart. He does care about people. And I do hope, it wasn't an ideal situation, but I hope he doesn't cop too much hate from the public, because it's just a tricky situation. And I don't think anyone deserves to sort of be bullied in that sense.
This got to be one of the most amicable
levels of a breakup.
Yeah, I was
going to say, you're a bigger girl than I am, because I was ropeable for you, Britt. It was just...
I know, but I think Australia might forget too that I was ropeable also, and I was heartbroken and I was upset, but that was all months ago. Yeah. And you do your best to get into this a good place. But I just, having this hate and anger doesn't do anyone any good. So
Best revenge is getting on with your life, girl. Get that teeth whitening deal for your Instagram and move on with your life.
Recognized.
Now, what did the other girls say? And have you spoken to them, in particular Cass?
Oh, Cass and I, we have never not spoken. We were best friends from day one. Her, Sophie, and myself were the trio. She had a hard time, but she was so amazing, and she really accepted that that wasn't for her, and she was really rooting for me, I think. And she just wanted Sophie or myself to find it if it wasn't her. So she's a really, really lovely girl, and her and I have never, ever not been really good friends.
So how would you feel then if the rumors are true and her and the Honey Badger are actually getting back together?
I would hands down be shocked. I don't think there is any truth to that whatsoever.
So she's drawn the line through him as well?
Yeah, well, that's what she says. But I think they have. I think that they'll probably maintain a friendship because that's what they had before when the time's right. You know, she had her heart broken too. Australia watched that. But I would eat my words if they got back together. But if they did, you know, at least someone won out in this crazy situation.
Now, just quickly before you go, Britt, my biggest question is, what happened to the ring?
What happened to the ring? Oh, I threw it in the ocean.
What?
You missed that. No, I didn't really. Oh. We didn't get it. I don't know where it is.
He kept the ring. Not only did he break your heart, but then he kept the ring. He owes you a ring.
I know. I was low-key hoping he would just give it to me out of sympathy. But
Well, Britt, all of Australia hopes that we manage to see you find love again. And secretly, just for my purposes, I want to see it on Channel 10 on some form of show, whether it's The Bachelorette or Bachelor in Paradise.
Thank you so much for the support, guys.